I'm not aware of any great number of stories that I wanted to tell. I wanted to tell my story, which was a compilation of many, many stories. So as I started writing, I was going from story to story. As a matter of fact, each chapter was like chapter one, story two, story three, story four, mm-hmm. chapter two, story one, story two, and so forth. When I wrote 120 pages and came down with the COVID, with the idea that I was not going to make it, I guess it was when I did make it, okay, now what are you going to do with it? And I got hold of this publishing company, and they said, well, send us what you got, and we'll see. Because basically I was asking, do I have a book? You know, is this of any interest? Is the format, whatever? Mm-hmm. And what came back to me with 120 pages was, you have a book here, the stories are wonderful, give us more stories in Guatemala, give us more stories in Vietnam. And so I locked in on stories. Everything was going to be stories. And the stories themselves told the life experience. The breakdown of the book was just a natural breakdown, like I'm growing up, okay? What are we gonna call our period of time? I go into the military. Okay, within the military, I break it up to various major moves mm-hmm. in the military. And then college, although I don't write too much about college. And then I get into Marinol, and I'd experience many, many different experiences, but many stories. Mm-hmm. And follow-up, the first one who in the company who edited it, she says, he or she, I don't know who it was, said, you don't have to do it like story one, story two. It flows. So just take out the story thing. Mm-hmm. And then when I sent back to them a pretty close to complete book, well, they were going to blend it in. They were going to give it the titles with certain fonts and so forth. Mm-hmm. And they worked it out so it flowed. I'm not sure if they worked it out any more than I did, but it kind of flowed through, and you didn't have to hear, okay, story one is done now. I didn't know, oh God, what are we going to write next? The biggest thing when I was relaxing at night or in bed thinking about it, oh, there's another story. Oh, should I tell that story and so forth? I'd be talking to myself about that, but what am I going to write? It was not a problem. It was just putting me in front of the computer and I typed it out, and whatever I could think about of that story, I put in there. And then I went to the next story, and I might go back to this one again. Certainly in editing. As an aside, in writing the book, I was disappointed in my guidance that I was getting from Prison Press. I should never have turned it in for its first editing in the condition it was in. I should have shared it with somebody here who was wise enough and capable of editing it, because it went, I quote unquote edited, but you can't edit your own stuff. It's, you see what you want to see in there, what your intention is, but it's not there in writing. so I sent it off for its prime editing, and it was expensive. And it came back, and okay. And when I went over her editing, I thought, oh my God, how could you even begin to understand this paragraph or this story? So I basically rewrote the story because I couldn't understand it. But I lost out in, okay, let's go back for another editing. That was a pretty expensive decision to make, so I didn't. But working with some people here, be careful you don't over-edit. You know, you can edit a book to death.
Yeah.
And that was good advice, because I recognized that I see too much of the story without seeing the fullness of it in words. The words are there, but my imagination is well ahead of those words. So am I really telling that story out there? And through the whole time after that initial reading of the editing of the company, I was on my own from that point on. And I sometimes debated about, well, I'll submit it again for more editing. It might have been better. I don't know.